If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM, let's create.
Okay, you guys heard the episode on Monday. I have Michelle Dempsey Moltak. She is incredible. She has a book, best-selling book, Moms Moving On, a podcast, Moms Moving On. She is a certified divorce specialist and coach. She is the one who will get you through your divorce and teach you how to have a healthy perspective, how to actually not hate your ex and maybe even co-parent in an amazing way. You're from a divorced childhood. You are divorced and you are a stepmother. You see it from every perspective, and you have figured out how to rise up in the situation and make it something that can be a beautiful transformation. So I am so happy to have you back, and we are going to do a quick how-to episode of how to help your kids transition between homes.
Yes. Yeah, that's a big one. You know, we go through this legal process and we're like, okay, 50% for me, 50% for you. Treating our kids like library books that have to be like borrowed and returned. And that does not feel good for the kids. And I can tell you that when we are coming to transition time, when we got to get Charlie ready to go to dad's or mom's or whatever, and you're just like going through the motions and you're stressed out about it and you just want to get this over with because you know it's going to suck, your children are going to feel that. And you really have to put energy and effort if you want to make this transition easy on them and not have them feel like property to be divided in your collateral damage of divorce, you have to really create a plan that works for your children. You have to know what works best for them. So if you're still in like the parenting plan stages of putting this together, take a step back to think about what would make the most sense for transitions for your kids. Would it be healthy for them to just have the other parent pick them up from school at the start of their co-parenting time? I tend to find that this is easiest for children because if you have young children, let's say you pick your child up from school, you give them a snack, you do a little homework, or if they don't have homework yet, they're playing with their favorite toy and you're like, okay, let's go. Got to go to daddy's. There's going to be a negative connotation associated with going to daddy's because now you're pulling your child away from their favorite thing or they were already comfortable and now they're tired. I don't like that for a lot of kids, but maybe you have a kid that's like, okay, cool, whatever. Take me where you want to go. You have to know your child. And then for all kids, regardless of their personality, I always suggest that you take, if they're not going to be picked up at school by the other parent, you take your child to the other parent's home at the start of their co-parenting time instead of having that parent come pick them up at your house because it can feel like they're being removed versus let's go together to daddy's house and the child feels more in control and the child can decide when they want to stop playing with their toy so that they can go to daddy's. The other thing I would say is if your child is sad about leaving you, you don't want to align with them and say, I know, I'm so sad when you're not with me, because then they feel responsible for you. The thing to say is, it can make you sad when you're not with mommy. I think a lot of people get sad when they have to go somewhere and miss the people they love, but you're going to see mommy at the end of the weekend. And when mommy's not, when you're not with mommy, mommy's going to clean the house and mommy's going to go to the supermarket and mommy's going to see her friends and mommy will be right here waiting for you. When kids have a picture of what you're doing, and they don't, it's not like this open-ended thing, like you're going to disappear and never come back when they're away. They'll feel a lot better. And the most important thing I'll give you is something I learned from my daughter's therapist. When your kids are not with you and they call, don't let them know how much you miss them.
Oh, wow. So what do you do?
So it feels so natural, right, Caroline? Like, I miss you, babe. I miss you so much. You want to make them feel good, right? But for a little mind, that's, oh my God. I know that when I miss somebody, I'm really sad. So mommy must be really sad. Even if you're not, they take it that way. And then they start to feel responsible for your feelings and like they're doing something bad by being with the other parent. You say, I'm so glad you're having fun, babe. Excited to see your face again. Kisses. You know,
keep
you
it don't light, keep make it happy. Them...
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Those are my tips
take
for transition
on everything.
Times.
Wow.
Everything. We don't realize it.
Michelle, truly, you are such a gift to this world. So many people are going through a divorce and they need a guide, and you are that guide. And honestly, I just appreciate all the work that you are doing and all of this light that you are sharing to make something that is so hard be such a great experience for everyone. And it's just such, it is such a blessing that you're doing this. And thank you for all your contributions to the world. Mom's Moving On, y'all check it out. Michelle Dempsey Moltak, I appreciate you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome, thank you.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.